Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. What's trending on Money FM 89.3?
You're listening to the afternoon update on Money FM 89.3. And what's trending this week? Well, cryptocurrency exchange FTX. It's filed for protection from bankruptcy as it owes billions to global users, wiping out hope that retail users can get their money back. And as Straits Times business correspondent Claire Huang wrote, herein lies a problem. Why are Singapore retail users and their assets not parked under FTX's Singapore entity? To find out more, Claire joins us now. Claire, thanks so much for taking the time to join us in the studio today.
Hi, Rachel. Always good to be on Money FM.
It's good to have you back with us, Claire. So let's start off and put this in context. How significant is the exposure of Singapore investors into FTX?
If you look at what FTX has, right, it had less than $1 billion in, you know, sellable assets against liabilities of $9 billion. So if you're looking at that, okay, and these are estimates, we don't quite know at the moment, right, what's the total damage here.
How deep the iceberg goes.
Exactly. So you're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars, mm-hmm. yeah, or billions, obviously, if you're looking at globally. So, at least one website, right? So this is where the problem comes, because Singapore investors make up a significant proportion, at least based on EarthWeb.com. It estimated that Singapore makes up more than 5% of FTX's total user percentage. That's behind South Korea, which is the top country at over 6%, and ahead of Germany, which is in the third spot. Now, I get a lot of anecdotal traces of this. How do I say that? Because last Wednesday, for instance, Mr. Alex Svanovic of blockchain analytics platform Nansen wrote on Twitter that a lot of people in Singapore held funds in FTX because Binance is banned here. Mm. Now, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, in September last year ordered Binance to stop providing payment services here and to stop soliciting business from Singapore residents. MAS also placed Binance.com on its investor alert list to warn consumers that the exchange is not licensed in Singapore. So at that time, the regulator said it reviewed Binance.com's operations and, you know, it was of the view that the website's operator may be in breach of the Payment Services Act without an appropriate license. So Binance Singapore withdrew its application for a crypto license, for a license from MAS, and it wound up in February this year. Now, retail investors, new or not to crypto, they've told me that they were mostly using Binance, you know, because it was the biggest, and they've had to switch to FTX. Now, to be fair, some of them weren't complaining, because if you are doing derivatives or futures, FTX was, I was told, was faster and more user-friendly. But can you now see, Rachel, why some people would feel very done in, despite knowing the fact that in investments, you could lose money?
And, you know, that's the thing, that we have seen a lot of comparison when it comes to the treatment between Binance and FTX.
Yes. Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and the response from the MAS, perhaps. But let's talk now about the difference between FTX and Coin, which is its local entity, and why Singapore retail users and their assets were not parked under Coin.
So this is the question that I raised, right, in my commentary that was published today. FTX.com is founded by Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried. Mm-hmm. So FTX.com is the mothership. And unlike Binance, that preferred to build from scratch, I was told that, you know, Mr. Bankman-Fried liked to expand quickly. So he likes to take the acquisition path. He will acquire businesses that had exemptions or licenses. So FTX.com bought Japanese exchange Liquid. Liquid had Coin. And Coin then was supposed to be the Sing entity of FTX. It was supposed to be renamed FTX Singapore. So Coin had an exemption from MAS, which meant that it could onboard Singapore users. And here's where we take a pause. If you look at Japan, a crypto firm has to, you know, A, set up a separate Japanese entity, and B, that entity onboards only Japanese users, and C, the assets of the users are ring-fenced. Now, coming back to Singapore, MAS late last month issued two consultation papers, one on stablecoins, one on consumer protection. Under the consumer protection proposal, the regulator suggested separating Singapore investors' assets from the group, that the crypto players have to do this, that there must be reserves to back the assets and other good practices. So what does it mean? It means that these requirements that are in practice overseas are a grey area here. But to be fair, MAS is moving to address these issues.
So why would Singapore investors then go through FTX if Coin had this MAS exemption?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, Rachel.
Or a billion-dollar question.
In the United States, American users can only open an account with FTX US, not FTX.com. So basically what will happen is they will be turned away. Mm-hmm. And if you ask the Singapore investors, they will tell you that you know, there's no such terms of use when they go to FTX.com. It doesn't direct you to Coin, doesn't say anything. So, yeah.
So just to rewind, Claire, that I mean, we've got to just round up and say, you know, because we've mentioned earlier, a lot of comparisons have been drawn between FTX and Binance. Why were the two treated so differently?
This is really a question for MAS. I will leave you with this, though. You know, many users, investors here have been asking in crypto circles why Binance is the only non-licensed offshore exchange that Singaporean residents cannot use. So they ask if FTX.com or any of the many global offshore exchanges, a lot of them are based here, by the way, out there, have a license.
Claire Huang, they're business correspondent for The Straits Times, breaking down the latest when it comes to FTX and what it means for Singapore investors. You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.